And brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Tallgrass Motors and First Baptist Church. An opportunity to headline an event coming up for you this weekend as the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra opens its 2017 season. I'm joined by several guests, but we'll start with Maestro Lauren Green. And it is your Russian evening, the five and more. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. We're glad to be here and glad to give this concert on Saturday. That's tomorrow, isn't it?
It is, yes. Tomorrow, yeah.
It is our season opener. We've been doing some performing, but this is the official opener for the season. And we've chosen a Russian theme, so we're rushing right into the concert.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave that right alone and
thank
move
you.
Right along. And try to leave the nesting dolls the same place. but the title of the evening, Russian Rhapsody, and I was just looking over the program to make sure that somewhere along the line you have included a rhapsody, but
no.
whether you have or not, you're going to be moving back and forth among various themes.
So it's not what people would expect. We talked about this some several weeks ago, Charlie, mm-hmm. when I was here, about our crossing borders theme for the season. And it's not just a matter of playing music from a given nationality. We're trying to show that there's back and forth between nationalities. And so, sure, we're doing some strictly Russian music like Tchaikovsky, and that's really the pinnacle of the concert, as we'll talk about in a moment. Mm-hmm. But we found a few other surprises that really go the other direction. Like, did people know that the Russian composer Stravinsky, when he became an American citizen, orchestrated the Star-Spangled Banner?
That was, I had to do a little bit of research on that one before I
went on it. So it's sort of a reverse crossing borders, as it were.
So you have a Russian composer orchestrating the national anthem of the United States, which the musical theme taken from a British drinking song.
So yes, and of course the Russian composer who lived in France for much of his productive life, but then moved to America. It's funny back and forth, but that's sort of the way the arts are, and especially the arts in the early 20th century, when there was so much political turmoil, and a number of really major Russian composers left Russia, yeah. Rachmaninoff and Stravinsky as at the top, because they just needed a different place to live starting around 1917.
Gee, I don't understand.
So our program is full of that sort of surprising relationship with Russia and the Soviet Union. There's so much music to choose from that it was hard to pare it down. But where I really started on this was because I wanted to work with our soloist again. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity came up, and the opportunity to do the amazing Tchaikovsky piano concerto. And so that was sort of the focal point that stimulated the whole train of thought.
Well,
we went with the concert.
It's
going
like
to be fun. It's not going to be what people expect. And, as I say, there's a few more surprises even.
Well, and we'll leave some of those surprises for you. I'll try to not intro anything other than what I think you want to talk about. But I'm going to open a few doors and see where we go.
Yeah.
We do take the opportunity to welcome the guest artist for your concert tomorrow night as well, right?
Elena has been here twice before, mm-hmm. Performing various works with the orchestra over the course of the last 13 years. We have the landmark because the first time she performed here, she was expecting her child.
Yes.
And her child is now 13 years old, so that gives us a good landmark.
But she was very young at the time, so.
Well, she was very young now, I must say, compared to some of us, Charlie.
Yeah. Some of us more than others, but yes.
Music keeps us young.
the music is timeless, and that's the good thing.
But
about
it. Elena can tell you a little bit about herself. But well, Elena came from Russia and made a home here in this country, and has had a career as a piano soloist and a teacher, and is a lovely lady and wonderful to work with. So it's a real thrill to have her back with us.
Okay, I'm going to just pass the microphone over there. We'll spend a little bit of time with Elena before we take a break. Elena, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and I'm looking forward to hearing you play.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and both here in the studio and back in Bartlesville and with the orchestra. It's really a pleasure to be here. I'm very much excited about the performance tomorrow and really enjoying my stay in Bartlesville. We had a wonderful evening of music and poetry last night with Lauren and Juanita's house, and it was a pleasure to see people who I've known from previous performances and who remember me. And yes, that's true that the landmark of my first performance with the orchestra goes back to the just before the birth of my child.
And as a matter of fact, you told me an interesting story before we went on the air, just of a connection with Tchaikovsky. And
yes, exactly. I was going to mention that actually the piece that I'm performing tomorrow, the concerto, Tchaikovsky concerto, aside from being one of the most famous, heartwarming, romantic Russian concertos and something which I grew up with ever since I remember myself and dreamt about performing this piece and learning this piece, that in fact I first performed it a little over 13 years ago with Barcelona Symphony. Right after I performed this piece, and this was really a highlight of my career at that time, one of my major artistic achievements, and the performance was in Barcelona with a famous conductor, Lawrence Foster, and it was a very good performance. I was very happy with it. And a few days after, I found out that I was already pregnant with my now son. So this piece is very special for me, and so it happens I have the same connection with the orchestra. So this is wonderful to be here on a personal level, and Lauren and I performed together yesterday for the first time, and that was really a pleasure to get him to know each other as chamber music partners. So thank you for having me, and the concert is going to be thrilling.
I'm sure it was a fun evening for you. Tell me just a little bit, and I want the emphasis to remain on the music, but again, since you recited some poetry and you mentioned it to me before we went on the air, is there a particular reason that you got connected so much with poetry? I mean, the two go well together. I'm not arguing that in the least.
Yes, but for me, I've been writing poetry since I was about 13 years old, I've kept it my personal secret for many years, but recently, actually for the past 15 years, I've been doing programs with poetry and music all around the country, and the major focus of those programs for many years remained on Russia, and I was reciting different poems of different Russian poets in translation. However, for the past few years, I started coming out and reciting my own poetry, and started a foundation in New York City which focuses on correlations between these two art forms, which is called the Art Circle. And the idea is to connect, as just similar as Lauren was saying, to bridge the borders. But my goal in life, I would say, my mission, the way I see it, is to bridge the borders between different art forms, one of them being poetry and music, because they're both so important in my life. I also feel that when poetry is recited during concerts, it takes the audience out of their comfort zone and allows them to experience the music in a much deeper and subtler way.
Okay, well, we'll delve further into the circle of words and circle of fists if we can get there. We'll continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning on A Community Connection, and the third guest in the room, Dylan Everett. And Dylan, of course, has picked up the mission of supporting and promoting Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra for the last, year or so. And
it's my second year.
It is. Season tickets are still available, right?
They are. Season tickets, you can still get them at the Bartlesville Community Center box office. Mm-hmm. And we also have something really special this evening. We're kicking off our sound bites
That's tomorrow evening, but the reason we need to talk about sound bites is today, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
because,
okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But yes, is because tonight is at 5 o'clock is the cutoff in order to purchase your tickets. So it's $90 for the season. That's the heavy hors d'oeuvres before the concert. And it's for 5 concerts. Or you can pay $20 if you're just coming to this one concert and want to try it out. But we encourage you to come to Sound Bites, right? Because then you'll have the opportunity to come hear Lauren, mm-hmm, and Elena live as we have our upbeat, which is before the concert, talking about the concert and all the music. So it's a really great opportunity to get together with friends who want to support the symphony as well.
And particularly when you enter the world of chamber music, much of it was written for smaller rooms than it's going to be performed in. But people frequently would be just finishing up a meal or something, or maybe eating as the music was being played. So it's a very appropriate back and forth, right?
The tie-in, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're excited to announce that as well. So we want people to get involved, and this is the opportunity to get that pre-concert experience.
And the nice thing about season tickets, of course, you get to choose the same seats throughout the rest of the run.
Correct. Once they purchase their season tickets, then they have the first right of refusal for the next year. So if they're going to purchase a season ticket, then they sit in that seat the entire season. And then next year, they can have the same seats again, or move and get closer, or wherever they want to be.
It's always nice when you get the opportunity to say, yep, those are my seats. You can put the name on it. Well, don't put the name on the back. Don't get the that's more like fourth grade stuff.
All
but,
right.
You know, anyway.
Let me tell you, our patrons, they know exactly where they sit, and they know who sits where, and they keep up with each other. Hey, I didn't see you there. Mm-hmm. You know, so they know exactly what's going on their season tickets.
Well,
so.
And again, the nice thing about season tickets, as you say, you know exactly where you're going to be sitting throughout the run of the rest of the concert series. And Lauren, preview a little bit more of the music for me, because the relationship with you, with the orchestra and Elena, I think is pretty unique.
We're going to be doing some, as I said, it started with the Tchaikovsky concerto itself. This concerto has always been famous. Mm-hmm. Other people hated it when it first came out,
right,
and Tchaikovsky was very uncertain about it.
Not particularly well received.
But it quickly became very famous. Interestingly, it received its world premiere in Boston,
mm-hmm,
and even though it was written in Russia for Russian pianists. But going from there, we said, well, what else can we do? And so I went both for the very familiar and the very unknown. So on the very familiar side, we're going to be doing some excerpts from the Nutcracker,
mm-hmm,
which always is a favorite, especially come December. And then we're ending with everybody's favorite that, oddly enough, is usually performed at the 4th of July, but the 1812 Overture.
Which has nothing whatsoever to do with the 4th of July.
It's written by a Russian about a Russian-French war and uses Russian national music and French national music, and somehow has come to epitomize the American independence. Who can say? Talk about crossing borders, but there again, that was part of the background of it, that, you know, things get blurred after a century or so.
Yeah, and some of the other composers that I see on the lineup are, it's not necessarily the typical piece, looking particularly at the Dmitri Shostakovich piece.
Right.
You know, most audiences will say, oh, they're going to do the Symphony No. 5. Or
the Fifth Symphony, or one of the more serious symphonies like the 10th or the Festive Overture. Shostakovich was one of the major Soviet composers through the middle of the 20th century and wrote some very serious and very complex pieces. This is not one of them. It was written on a bet. He was sitting drinking with a conductor in the 1920s, and they listened to a record of a piece called Tea for Two.
Mm-hmm.
And the conductor said, I bet you can't orchestrate that in 1 hour. And he said, watch me. And he went into another room and came back in 45 minutes with T for Two, from memory, just having heard it once, orchestrated for an orchestra. And so we're going to be performing T for Two, orchestrated by Dmitri Shostakovich. And then one of the bigger surprises at the end, people say, why is this on the program? Is a few songs from Irving Berlin.
Yeah, the guy who wrote God Bless America for
God Bless America.
Smith, yeah.
And we're going to be playing God Bless America on a Russian concert. Now, why? Because Irving Berlin, otherwise known as Israel Balin, was born in Russia and came to America at a very early age. But so, again, he crossed the borders, made a career for himself in New York City, and lived for 100 years being America's greatest songwriter of the 20th century.
Even though Otto Preminger has a line in the movie Stalag 17 about Irving Berlin, it's still, you know, no relation whatsoever, you know.
What is the line?
Otto Preminger is the commandant.
He's the Colonel Klink character.
says, you can learn so many more things about Germany, even if you have that certain composer named after one of our cities.
Oh. That was not a correct crossing border. No. But anyway,
Billy Wilder was very insistent as a writer that actors say the script exactly the way it was written, and the actor that he had the most trouble with throughout his entire directing and writing career was Otto Preminger,
who was another director
and would not stick to the script at all. You know, but
funny. Well, anyway, so our Russian concert is going to just cover a whole lot of territory, and I think provide a variety, satisfying the serious classical listeners as well as those who just want a fun evening of surprising music. And Elena's going to be involved in both halves of the concert, performing a few of the Nutcracker movements for solo piano. So it's going to be a lot of surprises, and we're going to have fun.
Well, it will be a fun evening, and that just starts the rest of the season. You're back in about 6 weeks later with a November concert.
Well, you know, I don't want to detract from this current concert, but boy, November's going to be fun as well. It's British-themed with an American violinist, but she's doing a suite of Gershwin, actually from Porgy and Bess, arranged by Alexander Courage, who, as we talked about, is a noted film composer of Star Trek and various other things. And also the world premiere of a medley of Beatles songs for violin and orchestra by a young composer who's otherwise noted for doing video game music.
Exactly.
So it's going to be really fun. And then in there, we're doing a piece by Paul McCartney called Tuesdays that he wrote for orchestra. And, other surprises.
I'm just trying to say it's a good reason to buy season tickets.
I say, you know, let's buy these season tickets because this is a thrilling, exciting season he's got planned. So that's exactly what we want to see happen. So again, come to the box office today and get your soundbite and season tickets.
Okay.
And they'll be available, even the season tickets will be available through tomorrow's concert.
And of course, you get the opportunity to at least meet via a few feet between the audience and you, to get Elena.
Oh, absolutely.
With her return engagement with Bartlesville Symphony. It's going to be a special connection for you, too.
Yes, absolutely. As I've mentioned, this particular piece is very special to me, and I'm thrilled to be back. So you're so lucky to have this incredible concert hall in Bartlesville and a wonderful orchestra and a great conductor. You guys might as well take advantage of that and enjoy the season.
Absolutely. Get your season tickets and then, you know, let's say try to encourage Elena back to write a date on the calendar for some future performance with the symphony later on.
Absolutely.
You heard it here first. Okay. Lauren, thank you very much for bringing the crew in this morning, and look forward to seeing and hearing our local musicians' symphony orchestra tomorrow night.
Thank you, Charlie. Always good to be here.
Thank you very much. That's a Community Connection this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Get your tickets for the symphony season and, of course, sign up by this afternoon, 5 o'clock, and you can be part of the Soundbite series that starts Saturday evening at the Symphony Orchestra concert. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 5 minutes now before 9 o'clock at K1.
ONN News.